Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. By the age of 24, our next guest was a self-taught cobbler who used her passion for fashion and a business degree from the College of Charleston to become an entrepreneur with a goal of creating an innovative brand of sandals for women. Cassidy Kalk is founder of Kindred Label, and she joins us by phone now from her company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Cassidy, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, first, tell us how all of this got started. Give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Yeah, so Kindred Label, we are a luxury fashion brand for women by women, and everything we do kind of has innovation at the forefront. We launched this year with our flagship product line, which is a collection of foldable sandals, which is a first of its kind. I started this idea when I was in my senior year of college. It took about 4 years of development. That was through COVID, all of kind of getting through those hurdles. And then we officially launched this year.
Okay. And so did you say foldable sandals?
Yes. The sandals, they fold up, they go in your bag. We patented a couple different mechanisms, but the one in the shoe, it's two magnets and a hinge. So they're a full leather soled sandal. They fold up, they go in your bag. You would never know they fold, but they're pretty luxurious.
All right, cool. And so, well, walk us through the challenges that you faced in getting this launched.
Yeah, I will say there was a fair amount of challenges. Obviously, nothing we couldn't overcome. But the first one was essentially just folding a shoe. When I had the idea, it kind of started from just wearing heels. My feet would always hurt. You'd want to take them off. You want a better alternative. I kind of found quickly on that there wasn't much on the market. They were very cheap, foldable flats, kind of throwaway options. And of course, I was like, I can do this better. There must be something better, you know, that we can make. So that's kind of where it started. The first challenge was actually building a mechanism that could go inside a shoe. You know, anything about shoes or just from wearing shoes, the sole of a shoe hasn't really changed in all of its existence. So the first challenge was really separating and cutting up a sole of a shoe, getting that mechanism in there. We worked with an engineering company for about a year and a half. And then I would say the second hurdle on that was actually taking the engineering side of the brand and the concept and the product and kind of bridging that into manufacturing. So finding the suppliers that were able to, you know, take our idea that we had and put it into an actual functioning shoe. That took about 4 years, which is crazy to think, but we finally got there. And it was just a lot of troubleshooting, honestly, me getting my hands dirty in a lot of it and building the shoe itself. So.
And so where are they being made at now?
So right now they're in Portugal, but we're actually shifting our manufacturing to Spain. Demand has changed in just the manufacturing in general, finding the right partners.
So from Portugal across the border to Spain.
Yep. Still staying in Europe. Europe has the most beautiful leathers and just incredible craftsmanship when it comes to shoes. So staying in Europe, just pivoting factories.
All right. And so is this something that you bootstrapped on your own? Were you able to find investors?
So for the most part, we've completely done this ourselves. I have one other partner, and I have been, I would say, I'm like kind of hands-on development, everything, marketing, doing all of it. And then I have an investor who has, you know, helped fund the project. So we still own 100% of the company. Who knows if that will change, bring on partners in the future. But right now, we've just funded it ourselves.
And so the sandals are out there now. Are there other products on the drawing board? Do you have other products that are also out there?
Yeah, so the sandals are out there. They've been out there for about a year. We are working right now on a new collection that will be here in the spring. So it'll be a little kind of iteration just of, you know, hearing customer feedback on the shoes, the fit, all of that, kind of perfecting that with this new collection, as well as a new strappier sandal style. So we'll have three on the market. And then hopefully by fall, a closed-toed option.
And I'm assuming this is all online, or do you have retailers somewhere?
So we're completely online. We did wholesale for a little bit. I realized pretty quickly on that wholesale wasn't the direction I wanted to go. So we sell directly through our website, and then we do have a local showroom here in Charleston at Boisterous Couture, which is a local leather shop that just makes the most beautiful handmade leather goods. So we've partnered up with them, and we have a little showroom in there if you're local to Charleston.
Well, Cassidy, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking to you.
Cassidy Kalk is founder of Kindred Label. She joined us by phone from her company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. And you will find a link to her company posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear this show again there, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.